We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys track and field, and the Griswold boys continue to have great performance after great performance. Talking with head coach Andy Everett, and coach, on Tuesday night at Audubon, a great shuttle hurdle relay race between you and ACGC. You won with a time of 101.50 ahead of their time, 101.84. That puts you pretty much at the fastest time in the state and Class 1A. What did you see from your boys there? That must have been one exciting race against the Chargers.
Yeah, that show has been fun all season long. And there's about four or five teams that have been shuffling the top spot around in Class 1A all season long. Like Westwood was up there for a while, and we actually saw Westwood at a meet and beat them, and then they came back with a better time, and then ACGC was on top for a while. Actually, we raced ACGC in the 60 meter shuttle up at State Indoors up in Ames, and they beat us by like a hair up there. And there's been a few other teams like South O'Brien and Belle Plaine shuffling out of there. But at the moment, we're back on top. And we got into the 101s, and we think we can go a little faster yet here. Some of these, I can't speak for other teams. I know every time you go up to state, you get some teams disqualified because they've been leaving early all year long. And we're not doing that. We haven't done that. We don't hardly ever get disqualified ever anywhere, knock on wood. And so some of these teams can get away with it all season long until they get to districts or state, and then all of a sudden they can't do what they were doing. You know, when you look down the track at some meets and you got like a sixth grade girl and she's the extreme zone judge for the shuttle with the flag in her hand, you kind of wonder, but maybe she's a heck of a judge. I don't know.
Well, they do judge it a lot closer at the state meet, and they're more experienced judges. So sometimes you can get away with a lot of stuff at a regular season meet, but you can't get away with it when you're at the Blue Oval. That's for sure. And you're right.
No, you can't. They got two judges for each lane on both ends, I think.
Yes. They flood the track with judges. So.
And you don't want to be the coach sitting there that hears your school's name and say, meet the judge in section O, because that means you got DQ'd in the shuttle.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to ACGC last year in the shuttle hurdle relay. Not only that, but, Peyton Cook made it into the Drake relays. He finished second last night in the 110 hurdles. That was his event. What was the experience like for him running in that particular event this past week?
So he's two-time Drake Relays qualifier in the high hurdles, so that's impressive. And he's getting better and better as the season goes along here. And he PR'd last night up at Audubon, ran 14.95. And so, you know, Griswold's had some great success in track for a long, long time. You know, it was forever when Coach Bergstrom coached him from like the 70s to the 2000s. And we've kept track probably mostly due to Fred Hildebrand. He kept track of everything for all the years that Fred was AD. So we have very good, and I kind of took the ball on it when I got here, we have very good records of every event. So we have a top 10 list, all-time top 10 list for Griswold in every event. And that's, you know, for a kid, if you can't break the school record, but if you can get into the top 10, that's just another layer of motivation for these kids that works really well. Peyton's number three in the high hurdles all-time in Griswold, and that's impressive. And there's only three kids that ever ran in the 14s. And one was Chris Ward, who has a school record, and he ended up running for Iowa State. And one was Jordan Mullen, who was second here when he was a freshman. He's holds second place spot, and he ended up running for Iowa. And I think he might have been Big Ten champion or something right up there.
Wow, in good company. there. And so let's hope he continues to get even better and lower his times there in the 110 highs. We talked a little about the shuttle. What other relays are you looking at right now? What relays have been looking good to you?
Sprint Med has been doing really well, and we're playing around with our steps and stuff a little bit. And they have the school record, and about every other time they run it, they break the school record again. So that's going really well. Cody Dorsher runs a 400 in that. He ran the open four last night and ran like a 51. So that was really good, and that gets him up there in class 1A. So that was good. We need to get him in that open four more often when we get the chance.
Very good. And then Haven, looks like, what about the long distance runs? How have you been looking there?
Holden Jensen's doing a great job in that. He didn't run last night. He was hurting a little bit, but says he's good to go for Thursday. And we can get him to run like a 10:20 in the 2 mile, and he should have a good chance of making it to state in that if we can get that done.
How about Connor Bowers right now? I mean, he hasn't gotten back to the 6.7 length. He's come close, but 6.4. Has it been hard for him to try and equal that?
He's done a couple of 6.4s, and that's kind of the way the high jump goes. You don't go out there and jump 6.7 every day. But Drake, he made it to Drake, which is very impressive. But that was hard for all of them because the opening height was 6.2, so that's kind of a big jump from what you're used to, even though we kind of practiced for that ahead of time. And their surface is different, so his steps were a little bit off up at state. But last night, his steps were looking really good. And we've been working on a couple of things, and I've been trying to spend some more time with him on that. And so it's just something we need to work through. He'll get right back up there. He'll be okay.
And, I mean, that's typical with a jumper. It's like you say, I mean, it's often you go through streaks a little bit, and you just got to ride them while you can.
Yeah, like I told him, I had a kid a long time ago at another school, and we were trying to figure steps out and stuff, and we had the bungee cord up, and he'd make it, and then I'd move the bungee cord up, and he'd make that, and I'd move it up, and we just kept going. And he was bending the bungee cord at 7 foot. Yeah, he wasn't really jumping 7 foot, but he was getting over it and bending the bungee cord at 7 foot. And we thought, wow, we got something figured out. And his legs were so beat for 2 weeks, he could hardly jump 5'11". But he got it back eventually. But yeah, that's a lesson to learn. You only got so many jumps in you. You kind of be careful with them.
Yeah. The other one I wanted to ask you about is RJ Deshaun. Right now, he ranks second in the district, which you have coming up on May 15th, which you'll get a chance to host. He ranks second in the discus right now. He's about 5 feet behind the thrower from Bedford, John Deemer. How do you feel about his progress there? And I mean, it's tough at districts. You got to win, but you also got to put up a score if you don't win to get into the at-large. What have you seen from RJ?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought RJ up. He's been working really hard at that discus this year. If he would have thrown like last year, like 136 was like his best throw, and we were super happy about that. And this year he's been over that several times, and he's been in the 140s, I think, like 3 times. And so, yeah, if he just throws over 140 districts, I'm pretty sure he'll make it state again. And then anything above that will be gravy, and we're just working on the technique, trying to get that rhythm down and get everything just so.
Well, it's all coming together here. A lot of great performances for your team. The Corner Conference meet coming up next week, and then the districts after that, 2 weeks away, and state after that. So, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in these next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for the coverage.
Andy Everett, head coach for Griswold Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.